This is how fire and port authority officials described the big cargo ship fire at the port of Newark, New Jersey. They say they've contained the fire and draining water from the ship has stabilized it. The fire killed two firefighters. ABC's Phil Lipoff.
It's still not clear why firefighters who authorities say had no real training on how to fight a fire on this ship went in when the 28-member crew had been evacuated.
Florida has reported two more cases of malaria. That makes more than a handful in the U.S. ABC's Elwin Lopez.
The CDC notifying the public of those locally acquired cases within the last 2 months. Malaria symptoms can include fever and flu-like illness, such as muscle aches and nausea and vomiting. The Florida Department of Health issuing a statement saying at least four patients have been treated and have recovered.
Talking about trade disputes and hoping to protect U.S. business interests, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen continuing her trip to Beijing. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News. Neighbors are rallying to support a family whose golden lab dog was gunned down by a police officer. These folks in front of City Hall in Lorain, Ohio, including the owner's daughter.
There's other ways he could have de-escalated the situation. He could have used his taser, his mace, and that's what angers me.
The cop, Elliot Palmer, says the dog charged out the front door and he expected an attack. His body camera video. Charges of ripping off Gold Star families against a former U.S. Army major who worked as a financial planner for families whose relatives were killed in the line of duty. Kaz Craffey from New Jersey. The Army says it didn't know about this. ABC's Brian Clark.
Federal prosecutors allege Craffey convinced Gold Star families to invest their survivor benefits into funds that he controlled. Nearly $10 million was invested. It netted Craffey more than $1 million in commission, but the Gold Star family accounts decreased by more than $3 million.
No word from Craffey's lawyers. If convicted, he faces decades in prison. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This band is coming to Madison, Wisconsin for Atwood Fest 2023. We'll have details about Atwood Fest right after we do a double dip of the Steepwater Band. Make it right on Max Inc. Radio. Civic Media, we are local music.
Thank you.
Seek Radio on Civic Media. That's the Steepwater Band. Trouble Can't Last Forever. That's from their latest album, Return of the Wheel, from 2022. That's available up on Bandcamp right now. Also streaming on all the popular platforms the kids are using right now. Make It Right before that for the double dip of the Steepwater Band. They're playing Atwood Fest Rocker on the Clyde Stubblefield stage. And I'm really looking forward to Atwood Fest. The full band lineup is at atwoodfest.com. But there's a bunch of changes to Atwood Fest this year, dude, where the stages are, the name of the stage, which I'm really excited about. I get to announce, welcome to the Luther Allison stage.
That's correct, Jimmy. You are. Yes, we did change. The Madison Heritage stage is now called the Luther Allison stage, and it's really kind of a twin to our Clyde Stubblefield stage. So the naming of our stages are for these beloved Madison musicians. Now,
what was it like? I mean, I know you had a phone call with the family of Luther Allison. What was that like telling them, hey, we want to name the stage Luther Allison stage?
Well, I think it was Luther Allison Jr. And I think he was just kind of walking through Chicago. I could hear a lot of traffic noises and stuff in the background.
No ketchup.
And, I kind of had to explain to him a little bit what Atwood Fest and where we were. And,
right.
You know, it was kind of, you know, had to go from 0 to 100 in one phone call. And really, he listened to the story, and he was very, you know, humbled by it. And he thought, gosh, you know, these guys are going to name a stage after my dad. And, he couldn't wait to tell his mother. And so, you know, they were very happy.
That's awesome. All right, so what are the big changes this year?
Well, we are changing. It's kind of a shuffle of the stages. So the Sugar Maple stage is going to now be in the Monty's lot, where the main stage always was, but we're moving the main stage now into the United Way parking lot, which is a bit bigger lot, so we're going to have to fill up a little more space there with our bigger bands that are playing the Clyde Stubblefield stage. And then the Luther Allison stage is going to be moving from where it was on the kind of the corner of the street into the Bar Corallini parking lot, so it's going to be slightly off the street and a little bit raised, but I'm sure that people will have no problem finding them. And Jimmy, you were just talking a few minutes ago about, you know, the 12 o'clock band on Saturday, and that, you know, that's always interesting. But this year, Jimmy, we're bringing back Convergence, and Convergence is a parade where at 4 points in the Atwood neighborhood there, they gather people together at 11 o'clock and they march making noise and wearing costumes, and the Hamphibians band is leading them in, and they converge in front of the Luther Allison stage. And then perform. The Hamphibians will perform for about 15 minutes. And then
tons of percussions. Percussions are everywhere.
Brazilian.
Yeah.
Brazilian cool. Percussion. And then, of course, Forró for Show, the Brazilian polka sung in Portuguese. They're going to play right after Hamphibians. So they're going to be your 12 o'clock band there. And, you know, there's another very interesting thing that I would say about our band lineup. A lot of these bands are, you know, touring Europe. Steepwater Band was just in Europe. Jane Lee Hooker is in Europe right now. I think they're in Spain or just left France. But another artist, Stephen Hall, who's from Racine, Wisconsin, 24-year-old blues player, he has been blowing up. He toured South America, Brazil. He's played Summerfest with Buddy Guy. And they just got back from a European tour, but oddly, they just played at in Switzerland yesterday in Montreux at the Montreux Jazz Festival. That's a very famous jazz festival. And we get to have those guys here at Atwood Festival. Let me tell you what happened to a young guitar player who was actually the first unsigned artist to play at the Montreux Jazz Festival in 1982. It was Stevie Ray Vaughan. And he was actually booed. The blues guy booed at the jazz festival his first time there. But David Bowie actually saw him playing at this festival, and he gave him a call. He said, hey, would you like to play on my new album, Let's Dance? So Stevie Ray Vaughan plays on the Let's Dance album because Bowie saw him at the Montreux Jazz Festival.
Who the heck would boo Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Oh, you know, there's insane, actually, dude. So in 1985, he again played at the Montreux Jazz Festival and returned a star, a superstar. Now, if you really like, you can go out there and find the album live at Montreux Festival. They have both the 82 show and the 85 show, and it's pretty amazing to hear people booing. But, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is that they take their guitar players seriously, and a guitar player we're going to have the privilege to have here at Atwood Fest is amazing. Just played the Montreux Jazz Festival, not unlike Stevie Ray Vaughan.
It's amazing. Atwood Fest happening July 29th, July 30th. That's a Saturday and Sunday in the blocks of Atwood Fest. It's a community event. Tons of music every day. The vendors, the smell of the food walking down the street. And it's a great time. Get the full band lineup, all the details at atwoodfest.com. Rocker, we're going to talk about band lineups and such later on in the show. And Linda the Zeros, they're playing Atwood Fest. They're going to pop in and say hi to us this evening, too.
That's right, Jimmy. They ought to be here in just a few minutes.
Excellent. These guys are opening Sunday on the Luther Allison stage. It's Seesaw. Brand new music from Seesaw.
Yeah.
Dial Me Up on Max Inc. Radio.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Watch out for Heather. A play out the same scene, bleeding in the new sheets. I wanna pick out.
New album Cramps, that slow pulp, and the title track Cramps on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. There's nothing on the books for them until October. Then it looks like they're kicking off a little tour. They're doing their first show in Milwaukee at the back room at the Cultivo on Wednesday, October 4th. Then they're heading to, looks like Denver, St. Paul, Salt Lake City, Seattle, all over the western part of the United States. Check them out on Facebook. Really cool band. How you doing, everybody? Rocker and Jimmy K hanging out with you on a Saturday night. Terry Barr is going to check in with some bar notes in just a couple of minutes. The news and notes from around the Wisconsin music scene. Oh, and Linda and the Zeros are here, too. We're going to have a chat with them. Talk more Atwood Fest. Right now, new music from a Dem Test Bay band, Internal Fire, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Uncomfortable, get under your skin. Life to get naked, let's all jump in. Vibrate it high and push it bottom to 10. Then come on in. See, you best believe work starts today. So roll up your sleeves. Make time to pray, then get off your knees. Get up, it's time to get paid. What you best believe before you see now. But if you want it, you got it. That feeling inside ya, that burning desire, ignite your internal fire. Can't sleep. You see, I gotta stay hungry if I wanna eat. And I gotta flow nasty when I'm on this beat. And I gotta stay sexy when I'm in these sheets. God made me funky and so unique. God made you funky and so complete. So if you want it, you got it. Inside ya, that burning desire, ignite your internal fire. Internal fire, 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 internal fire.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Now, it's time for Bar Notes with Terry Barr, your weekly report of what's happening in the Wisconsin music scene. Sponsored by the Ethical Trade Company in Madison, goods for a better world. Find them online at ethicaltradeco.com.
Hey everyone, Terry Barr with your Bar Notes. A few notes highlighting some of the happenings and some of the venues across the Wisconsin music scene. Summerfest in Milwaukee may almost be over for another year, but you'll want to keep an eye on the band winning the Rockonson High School Garage Band Competition at this year's fest. Geology Club from Waukesha West High School. Now, Geology Club beat out more than a dozen other bands from all across the state with their four musicians rocking original songs and from a debut album. That's right. It's called Violet Skies. You can find it wherever you like to listen to music. Geology Club and their new album, Violet Skies. They earned some new gear, some cash, and a second show at Summerfest. Plus, the band is making the interview rounds in the Milwaukee area right now, most recently on the Fox 6 Morning News. We'll share the link to it on our Max Inc. Facebook page, but we want to say congrats to everyone involved in Rockonson. It's a wonderful opportunity for young bands and still the only statewide competition in the country. Next year, we'll celebrate Rockonson's 20th anniversary. All right, have you heard about the wonderful organic farm near Cambridge? It's called Sprouting Acres. The owners are now hosting live local music, too. The tunes are being added to what is typically the Sprouting Acres Pizza Night, which happens on the first and the third Sundays from now until October. The pizza, handmade, wood-fired, and created with fresh farm ingredients, and the music, you can imagine, is a perfect complement to that wonderful food. Upcoming bands include Bluegrass Reunion on July 16th, The Steves and Timeless in August. The music typically, runs, I guess I should say, from 5:30 to 7, and again, that is the first and third Sunday of every month from now until October. You can find more information at sproutingacres.com. And finally, we're going to do a little something different here. We are going to start this segment as part of our Bar Notes to feature one of our many terrific live music venues we have all around the state and to get the opportunity to tell you a bit more about it. So I think what we're going to do is start with Cup O' Joy, now on North Taylor Street, which is on the west side of Green Bay. The new location is now giving the chance for live shows ranging from the small and very intimate, which is what Cup O' Joy is known for, to now larger and louder. The Cup's claim to fame is an alcohol-free, family-friendly environment with artists coming from all around the country because the music is front and center at the Cup. One five-star reviewer online writes, "The Cup is beautiful, it's clean, has a wonderful atmosphere to listen to, free will concerts, and even larger ticketed events. I highly recommend it." It's also recommended by talented friends of our show, 7,000 apart, and when in Wisconsin, they play regularly at Cup O' Joy. There's no food, but there are snacks and, again, drinks without alcohol. Cup O' Joy in Green Bay is all about the music. You can learn more at cupojoy.com. And as always, thanks for supporting the artists playing all the notes at live music bars and venues across Wisconsin. Want to be considered? Send me an email, terry.barr@civicmedia.us. For Max Inc. Radio, I'm Terry Barr with your Bar Notes.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Do you enjoy shopping for handcrafted products? Do you believe in making the world a better place? You will love Ethical Trade Co. Browse for goods from around the globe, knowing by purchasing fair trade products, you are supporting the artists' economic independence. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. Goods for a better world.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Civic Media and Man Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the block on Madison's East Side, July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers.
Shake your booty with Linda and the Zeros, Sunday, July 30th on the Luther Allison stage.
For the full band lineup, visit AtwoodFest.com. Rock the block with Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. It's Atwood Fest 2023.
me. Oh. No, no, no. No, 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 no. Say, no, no, no. You're not the one for me.
Original local music from Wisconsin with Linda and the Zeros. That tune is a cover song called Black Horse on Max Inc. Radio. We'll talk about that song in just a couple of minutes. I tell you what, though, I was dancing in the studio. If you know me, I don't really dance. In fact, if you remember New Year's Eve when we did our special show from the spaceship.tv with Porky's Groove Machine, Linda and the Zeros, and the Civil Engineers, the Porky's Groove Machine required me to get up and dance, and it was completely horrible. I want to thank Linda and Zeros, Greg and Linda, who are in the studio with us right now, for not making me dance. I appreciate that very much.
Well, I think Linda has enough dance in her for everybody.
For sure.
I was,
hey, everybody,
dancing in the parking lot.
Welcome to Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. Jimmy K and Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. We do have Linda. We have Greg from Linda and the Zeros. They're playing Atwood Fest for us. July 29th and 30th. Greg Lindell, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks a lot for having us. We're really pleased to be here.
Absolutely. And we're excited about Atwood Fest. We'll talk about that in a second. I want to know a little bit of history. I want to know how Linda and the Zeros got together and what makes you two shake.
What makes us shake? Well, you know, it was we had been in a couple different renditions of different bands, and we thought that we'd take a break for a while. And Greg was really itching. He was writing music and wanting to get back at it. And I wasn't as enthusiastic. And so I decided that I needed to understand why I wasn't. And I said, well, I don't want to play guitar, and I don't want to be behind a keyboard. I want to be out front. And I'd like my name in the title of the band.
Wow,
those are the demands, right?
She had demands.
Wow.
Right,
yeah.
I don't want to carry equipment to the stage either.
So you're saying that in the older renditions of the band that you were playing guitar and keyboards as well?
I was doing
as
some.
The vocals?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that must have been a lot harder dancing with a guitar.
Exactly. Yeah, I felt a little encumbered, so I needed to let it rip.
What was the old band name?
The Leading Zeros.
The Leading Zeros. Okay, that makes sense. So now you guys are, you're a couple, you're married.
Yes.
And you had this old band, and then you had the new band, and here, you know, you guys are thinking about one wants to go one way, one wants to go to the other. Do you see that happening in your band? Do you guys, like, argue about, like, venue directions and stuff like that?
Not really, no. We kind of have some...
She's laughing, yes.
Core principles. Well, maybe she does that behind me or with the other people in the band. I guess that's a possibility, but not really. We tend to be fairly harmonious in our outlook on it, and we have certain roles, and we understand each other's roles in that regard. Linda's like into the new song procurement. I'm more into the business side of things. I kind of manage practices. So when you have roles and you fulfill those roles and you know you're doing well at them, why turn something into something else? You know?
Well, and that's the way it should be in a band. Everybody should have a role other than the instrument they play. But in the administrative part of the band, someone takes care of the marketing, someone takes care of the money, the merch and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's the least glamorous part of the playing in the band, that's for sure. But Linda's fabulous at new song procurement, and we really rely on that aspect of keeping a groove in mind. So
what do you mean by procurement on that?
Oh, just looking for new music and looking for new artists and things that interest us and that I think that we could put our own spin on.
What are you writing about these days? What's inspiring you? What's making the music in your head?
Well, some of it is kind of personal related as far as interpersonal relations that we talk about in some of our music. Some of it's just about plain old love. Mm-hmm. And other aspects of society that might show up in our everyday life. So, you know, if you're driving down the street, you can see a little snapshot of something going on, whether it's a couple having an argument or a door being opened for someone in a gracious way. There's all these little snapshots of human interaction that we like to relate to. Mm-hmm.
Does the world really need another love song?
Always.
another silly love song. So, you know, you were telling me that, you know, since the last year's Atwood Fest, which was a 9-piece band, you guys have moved now to a 10-piece band. And you've added actually a friend of ours, Chad, of the show, Chad Offshock. And he's on baritone sax.
Saxophone, yeah.
So tell us about growing your band and tell us about your band.
That was kind of a process, too, because he was a slow simmer as far as warming him up to get him to jump on board with us. Yeah. He said he was intimidated because he was teaching himself baritone, and he's done a fine, fine job. And I kept up meeting with him, having a beer here and there, and talking with him. I just love Chad's energy, his presence, and him playing hand drums, percussion, and stuff for us, too, has just been great. And getting behind the kit and bringing Greg out.
I have to give a full disclosure of something here. Chad, so I own Hotel K Pet Sitting here in Madison. And Chad is one of our best pet sitters. He's awesome.
Yep. I always see him out there walking around with some dogs around Madison. You always see Chad.
He plays drums. He plays saxophone. Yeah. He fixes things. He's a great musician. And he's an excellent pet sitter.
He's a singer, too.
He's a singer, too.
Yeah. Wow. Right. Yeah. He gets out. Now, what do you do? Then you get out front, and then you get to sing?
That's correct. Yeah, so I really enjoy that aspect of freeing myself from the kit, the jail cell, as I like to call it, and get out there and interact with the audience a little more closely, and also to be near my wife and enjoying the aspect of performing together and singing songs in duet form. So it's really quite enjoyable to do that.
Let's talk about the song we just played before the interview here, Black Horse. Now, that's a cover song, but you rearranged it in Linda and the Zero fashion.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it was, you know, it was a nice, what would I say, evolution, you know, start out, learn it the way that the original artist did it, and then just kind of keep working on it and putting your own spin on it.
Love that.
I really, really thought that the band did a really good job with it and continues to do a good job. And in fact, the vocalist we had helping out last year was no longer just able to stay with us, so we have a new one, and she's trying to be the lead vocalist of that song. So Deanna, whoop, whoop. And we're all excited about her.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Her first performance will be the
How Indian exciting. Song. Yes, I remember that at Atwood Fest. There were two singers in front. And that's pretty cool because you guys have another big show that's going to come up even before Atwood Fest, and that is Friday, July 14th at the Memorial Union Terrace with your 10-piece band. That's a 7 p.m. show. That's like right on the lake. That is one of the best places in the world to play on the Memorial Union Terrace. Tell us about that show.
Well, you're right. It's a kind of iconic place to play at, and the backdrop is so tremendous, and the way it's tiered and everything like that just sets up perfectly for a night of music, and with the sun streaming in. So we're very amped to be able to perform for the people that come there, many of which are driving from multi-states to come and see us.
Wow.
And so we're really working hard to do a full 3-hour show. We're gonna run the whole gamut.
Wow.
Yeah. Two long sets, and that'll put the drummer, you know, in a comatose state probably at the end of it.
Yeah. And
he's just prepping me to carry his shit back
boy.
To the car.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Sorry, stuff back to the car. Yeah. Sorry.
I just hit my magic button. Thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate that.
I was gonna say, like, what do you do for energy? Because if you're dancing like that for 3 hours, wow.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what it is about music for me, but if I hear it, I'm moving. And what a cool thing to have happen to you when you hear a great song. So it's always been that way, and it continues to be. And in fact, I just was saying, if I think I could be on my deathbed if somebody started playing music, I'd probably get one more out there. So
it's true, Rocker. Yeah, Jimmy, if she turns on music at home, she never stays in the same room very long.
Wow.
She's bouncing around.
She's moving everywhere.
Well, that's a love for music for sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Linda and Greg from Linda and the Zeros, they're playing Atwood Fest. Rocker, what day? What stage?
That is going to be Sunday, July 30th on the Luther Allison stage.
The Luther Allison stage.
Yep.
That's the stage I get to get up and say hi to people on and introduce Linda and the Zeros.
That's right.
That's
wonderful.
Right.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
We'll roll out the red carpet. E-Dub will be there. He'll be one. E-Dub is the guy with the ball gag. You remember that from earlier, right?
Yes.
Okay. You had to be there, I guess. Any thoughts, any memories of Atwood Fest or your excitement about playing this neighborhood music festival?
Awesome to be on the East Side, born and raised East Side. It feels, I mean, it's home, and I can't think of a better place to be able to be out there. And last year, just walking around afterwards, talking to people, enjoying that feeling, it was such a great buzz, and I just was so grateful. So thanks so much, Rocker. Thanks everyone for having us. I really appreciate it.
Super excited to see Linda and the Zeros at Atwood Fest. That's gonna rock. I almost had to push the button to get Rocker.
That's going to be the one thing. That's going to be the one thing that's going to get my mom and dad to go over to the other stage.
Come on over, Mama Rocker. Bring some food with you. Bring some meatballs, please.
Well, I think that's kind of what happened that day. we started playing, and people paid attention, and we were very fortunate that people just migrated to the stage. A lot of them are fans that came that day also, which we're very grateful for. But there was a little magic in the air that day.
We had
a ton of fun.
It's Atwood Fest.
Yep.
We got about 20 seconds. Tell me about the song we're about to play here, Time, from Linda and the Zeros.
Time. That was a quick write. That was written in respect to remembering dating Linda and knowing how time was so fleeting in our dates and that we would have to go to our separate homes afterwards. And so... I thought that time was being stolen from us.
Yeah.
So I had to speak about that. And that was one of those songs that comes to you pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And I wrote it on guitar, actually. And then
orchestrated the melody, it, basically.
Yeah, the melody came pretty quickly. And then I think I had 5 or 6 parts in my head within a couple of nights.
It's amazing how it just comes to you. Greg, Linda, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you so much, Jimmy.
Time is Linda and the Zeros on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Linda and the Zeros, time. They are playing Atwood Fest. Oh, I can't wait for Atwood Fest. It's going to be so good. July 29th and 30th. Put it on your calendar. We got a double dip of After August coming up for the 8 o'clock hour. We got a big show we'll tell you about. Right now is Marston.
Live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff.
like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Crews have stopped flames from spreading aboard the big cargo ship fire at the port of Newark, New Jersey, say officials there.